The True Mediator, October 10. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In the mediatorial work of Christ, the love of God was revealed in its perfection to mortals and angels. He stands to mediate for you. He is the great high priest who is pleading in your behalf, and you are to come and present your case to the Father through Jesus Christ. Thus you can find access to God, and though you sin, your case is not hopeless. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Christ is your Redeemer. He will take no advantage of your humiliating confessions. If you have sin of a private character, confess it to Christ, who is the only mediator between God and man. He presents us to the Father clothed in the white raiment of his own character. He pleads before God in our behalf, saying, "I have taken the sinner's place. Look not upon this wayward child, but look on me." Does Satan plead loudly against our souls? Claiming us as his prey, the blood of Christ pleads with greater power. The work of Christ in the sanctuary above, presenting his own blood each moment before the mercy seat, as he makes intercession for us, should have its full impression upon the heart, that we may realize the worth of each moment. Jesus ever liveth to make intercession for us, but one moment carelessly spent can never be recovered. Think of Jesus. He is in his holy place, not in a state of solitude, but surrounded by 10,000 times 10,000 of heavenly angels who wait to do his bidding. And he bids them go and work for the weakest saints who put their trust in God. High and low, rich and poor, have the same help provided. Consider this great fact, that Christ ceases not to engage in his solemn work in the heavenly sanctuary, and if you wear Christ's yoke, if you lift Christ's burden, you will be engaged in a work of like character with that of your living head.